Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Now quickly to Becky Mowbray, President and CEO of BGR. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks so much for having me on.
I heard you with Newell the other day, and that to me was a 4,000-level conversation. That was from a political leader, Newell Norman. No, seriously, and I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying it was. And that was like pro to pro. That was above my head, and I think above the head of a lot of people that were listening. I don't mean it negatively. I don't, because I think that's an important part of the conversation. But I also think it's important to understand what your report means, and you can talk about that, and how basic government financing works. Because Noel knows, because he was in government, in Jefferson Parish government. But I don't think a lot of people know what best practices are, the way things should work, and what's going on in the city, if you get where I'm coming from.
Sure, absolutely.
Have at it.
Okay. So BGR did this report about the city's finances because we wanted to signal to people that the story of the city's finances has really changed. And what I think a lot of people understood over the last few years is that the city had a lot of cash. And that's because early in the pandemic, the federal government gave us, it was $388 million in federal pandemic relief funds. And that was money just because everyone understood the economic disruption that was occurring with the pandemic and that cities might have a lot of different needs if their tax revenues were interrupted and things like that.
And to be fair, Becky, if I might jump in, the Biden administration threw this, was it the Biden administration or Trump administration, just threw this money out there. There was no evaluation of what are the needs. This is like an emergency situation. Let's just flood it with cash and let's hope that it's used properly. Accurate or not?
It was pretty, they understood that like you couldn't anticipate and say the money's for this purpose or that purpose. I mean, it was generally for liquidity, and whatever ways, there was a great deal of flexibility about how cities could use it. So this was really a godsend for New Orleans, that in the years after Hurricane Katrina and before the pandemic, the city had very little money in what's known as emergency reserve, meaning the money that you would have if something unexpected happened, if a disaster struck, most of the money that we would get from the federal government after a disaster, most of those are like reimbursable grants, which means that cities need to fund, the money for like cutting down trees and road repairs and things like that upfront themselves, and then the federal government pays them back. So it's really important to have this money in emergency reserve. So this federal pandemic relief money was a game changer for the city. And we've got this big chart in this report that shows from 2010 on up to 2021, when this money started arriving, that the city had almost no money in emergency reserve. And government finance professionals, like the folks that, you know, would advise governments on how to, how to manage their money, they would say that the best practices are that you have between 2 and 4 months of money, of operating money in emergency reserve. And the city was historically well below that amount. And it's up to the city to figure out exactly how much money they need in reserve. But it's pretty safe to say that it should be above the minimum of 2 months of expenses or 17% of your money, because we're a disaster-prone city. We know that hurricanes hit and things happen, and so you probably want to have more than that minimum. Well, for the last few years, the city has been in this wonderful position that we have had lots of money in emergency reserve, and so for the first time in memory, we've actually been in this zone where financial professionals would recommend that we be. But the city's been spending money out of this reserve. There haven't been specific rules saying, oh, you can only spend it on these things. And there have been some kind of recurring expenses that we've started to use this one-time money for. And so it has dipped down. And if you look at the projections, like for the 2025 budget, these, for the first time since the pandemic, the amount of money we have in emergency reserve could fall below what's recommended. And so we are recommending a bunch of things. I mean, that the city kind of formalize how it decides to have.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Have money in reserve, like how much, have a policy that says, you know, we're going to shoot for having this amount, and these are the rules that you can only tap it under these circumstances, things like that. Because what our report points out is that we are at an inflection point, that the amount of money that we have in reserve is about to fall below the recommended levels, and we would be right back to where we were before the pandemic and after Katrina. And this has been a once in a lifetime opportunity for the city. And the other piece of this, Tommy, is that there are new spending demands on the city that's going to make this even trickier. And so the city really needs to think carefully about what it spends money on. That right now, the population at the jail has been increasing. And meanwhile, there's this medical wing that's under construction, medical and mental health wing, that it's going to cost new money to operate it. And the city also needs to give the sewerage and water board additional money. It's estimated at $11 million for the sewerage and water board to operate, to clean the catch basins, to keep them clean and run the minor drainage system. And then there's the new requirement that voters passed last fall to dedicate about $17 million a year in new spending on housing affordability issues. And then there's also the things that we've never paid for properly, such as maintaining streets. And right now we've got the massive post-Katrina road rebuild, $2.3 billion from the federal government that we're rebuilding the roads. Well, at some point, the city's going to need to take over maintaining those, or again, we're going to be right back to where we were, pre-Katrina with roads starting to get potholes and things like that. And then the sort of breaking news in this is also all the changes that have come with the new administration in Washington, that there's a lot of talk about changing the way FEMA operates. And, you know, there was a headline on the Picayune earlier this week that the state is concerned that it may lose, $83 million in grants to the health department. Our city's health department also gets a lot of money from the federal government. And so by long way of saying, we've got mounting unbudgeted expenses, and we've got and the risk that the federal government, you know, that the money may work differently in a disaster, and at the same time as our reserves are falling. And so we have a bunch of recommendations for how the city can start to protect those reserves as step one. And then, you know, the city, this is kind of beyond the scope of this report, but it'll mean that the city needs to really think carefully about what it's choosing to fund in the future, because it's going to have a lot of competing priorities.
Becky, I got to get a break in, and when we come back, I want you to talk about what you would like ideally, or what ideally the city, according to best practices, should do moving forward. 723 Traffic Now, WWL. 728, Tommy Tucker. Quickly back to Becky Mowbray, president and CEO of BGR, talking about the city getting this. In essence, Becky, what I'm hearing you say is that in a way, Katrina and COVID was the best thing that ever happened to the city, which in my career is probably the best thing ever happened to me, too. And I feel guilty about that sometimes. But what would you like to see the city do going forward?
Sure. So we would like the city administration to create a comprehensive policy for how to use and preserve the city's emergency reserve money. And we want the city council to adopt that in the form of an ordinance so that it's binding, so that there are rules essentially for how, you know, under what circumstances you can draw on these, because otherwise the money's going to end up getting spent for, you know, unfunded things, like unbudgeted things that come up that the city needs, and it's going to go away. We also would like the administration to develop a five-year financial plan that it would review each year with the city council during the budget hearing process, and that should start this year.
Becky,
and the reason for doing that is that it would help people. It would help the city to plan for, like, okay, the new wing of the jail is going to go online at this point, and that's when we're going to have to start paying for these things. So you would anticipate recurring expenses coming up. And then we have a bunch of recommendations kind of related to transparency and reporting out as part of the budget process on where these emergency reserve levels are, and so that it becomes a regular consideration in the discussion. And what I wanted to mention, Tommy, the reason why ultimately all of this matters to you and me is because if there is an emergency, you know, we want the city to have the cash to be able to keep up those city services and, you know, not have to either cut back on services or come up with some new tax or fee to pay for things. Like, that's why you set aside money to cover things that could come up.
Thank you, Becky. Appreciate your time. A little bit late for news now, WWL.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.